Welcome to the Internet Advisor Podcast. I'm your host and producer, Foster Brown. Along with my co-host, Gary Baker, and our team of experts, we've been helping people like you since 1998 with your computer problems, introducing you to valuable resources, and promoting tech enterprise throughout Michigan. The Internet Advisor is a two-hour podcast recorded every week at the studios of historic WJR Radio in Detroit. Both hours of the show are available each week on this podcast and are streamed to our affiliates across the state of Michigan. We're also proud to be part of Detroit's newest and fastest-growing podcast network, PodcastDetroit.com. And now, here are your hosts with this week's Internet Advisor.
Welcome to the Internet Advisor, your place for answers to your computer questions since 1998, with your co-hosts Gary Baker and Foster Brown and their team of tech experts. The door is always open at InternetAdvisor.net, on Facebook, and through Twitter. But right now it's time to get you in touch with your helpful hosts on this week's edition of Internet Advisor.
Welcome aboard the Internet Advisor 20th Anniversary Show. Actually, the beginning of the 20th Anniversary Month here on the Internet Advisor. We're going to be celebrating all month long, bringing back some guests and just having a wonderful time. And today we've got some very special people in studio with us and others who will be calling in as well. Mr. Baker's on the line down in Florida, and we're ready to go in just a moment with the Internet Advisor. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Foster Brown, co-host of the Internet Advisor, along with my buddy, Mr. Gary Baker, who is down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Gary, good to have you with us.
Who would have thunk that 20 years ago today, we did our very first show together?
Oh,
well, that's
my.
Not quite true, right? It was our first official show together.
Yeah. Was that that was after you had been on the air with me and I interviewed you on the weekend show, right?
That's right. Yeah, you had interviewed me all fall the year before, and through some extreme lack of judgment on WJR's management, they let us do this show together, and we put it together, put the website up, and kicked it off that first weekend of February 20 years ago.
My goodness, what a time it was. Now, let me make the round the horn here to introduce the people who are here, but I want to get back to you and talk about why in the world you got involved with this kind of program. But around the horn, Ed Rudell, good to have you here, sir.
Always great to be here. It's your 20th, but it's probably my 15th.
Yes.
2003 is when I joined up.
2003. Yep. We're going to make a connection, I think, back there as we go around the horn here. And then Cal Carson, good to have you on board, too.
Oh, man, this is so great. I love a live show. You know, I'm looking back through my email here, and it was in 2004 that you sent me an email and said, would you like to join us this weekend on the show for our Big Mac attack? And I wrote back these words. Yes, I would love to join this weekend. It's kind of like asking a dog, would you like a pork chop now?
And you've been chewing on that bone for quite a few years.
It's a good bone.
It's a good bone. And then we are going to step back in time to very near the beginning of our program, and Mr. Tom Dyroff is with us. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Foster. How are you?
Pantomime doesn't work.
No, he had his button on. It just didn't work.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I have that quite often.
Tom, when did you come on board? You were on board early in our program.
I think before I answer that, I have to ask a question. Does the Federal Communications Commission have any statute of limitations or anything? I think it was around 2001, around there. So it's been a long time. We've seen a lot of happening since then.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom, it is so good to have you back on the air with us. I remember back to those very first years, and Foster and I did a pretty good job of answering questions, but when you came on, boy, we stepped up in our game.
We certainly did.
Couldn't couldn't thank you enough at that time for bailing us out and coming up with the right answers to the questions that our listeners called in with. So thank you.
It was my pleasure, Gary. I don't remember too many right answers, but I tried.
You did great.
You did. I mean, what I loved about it was that you were really invested in it. And you were also somebody like Ed Riddell who loved to tinker with machinery as well.
I think tinkering is defined as having too many screws left over when you're done. And yes, I do qualify for that.
You know, and that's one thing I've always appreciated about Tom is he knew the ins and outs of chipsets and the CPUs where I sort of like glassed over that and say, oh, I'll just reseat that. And how many pins does it have? Oh, it fits. But he really knew what he was talking about.
No, you stepped out of the program, I think, somewhere around 2000.
About 2003, something.
Three or four.
Thereabouts.
Somewhere in that range. And it was close to the time that Cal came on board, and Ed, you came on board. It was in 2000.
No, it was. I think the other way around.
Oh.
I think that when Tom just couldn't get another pass to not go to church on Saturday afternoon, and he had to leave the show on an ongoing basis, every week basis. We asked Ed. Ed and I worked together at EDS.
That's right.
And I asked Ed, I said, you really know a lot about support. And if you can support our executives at EDS, you're going to be great for the radio. And he said, I can't do that. No, I can't. And I said, well, just come on for, say, this Saturday and be our guest. And he said, I think I could do that. And then I said, well, how'd you like that? Did you like that? Well, yeah, okay. How about coming back on next weekend as our guest? And then we never asked him again. We just counted on him showing up. He just showed up every week.
I'm a creature of habit.
I'm so glad that all of these guys have pitched in here. Tom, one of my memories of you, and we're going to be coming up on a break in just a moment, was the time that you came in with your anti-Mac Ray helmet made out of aluminum foil.
It was just, I had to.
It didn't help.
That's right. It didn't help.
But it was great for, leftovers and stuff like that. So it worked out really well.
Unfortunately, it's like a lot of things around our house these days. It's rusted out of, and is no longer in service.
Oh, how about that union suit you wore in the one time at the Long John's? Well, we were doing the late show from 11 to 1.
Oh, yeah. That was when David Newman, bless his soul. He was such a great host on WJR.
Yes.
But everyone was trying to fill in for him, and it was a great opportunity to do that, great honor to do that.
Yeah, yeah. David,
it really was.
It was. David had been struck by a stroke, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
And a great voice and a great mind was taken from Detroit Radio. Well, hey, on a happier note, in just a minute, we're going to get back and talk with somebody very special to you, Gary, and also Mr. Charlie Hopper is in studio, the founder of Pasty.com. Welcome to a party, a 20th anniversary party, and joining us in this crowd we have in the studio here, Mr. Kasten Thomas. Good to have you, sir.
So absolutely wonderful to be here.
Oh, that's all right. We got a voice. Somehow we got you on mic there. That's great. And good to have you along. Gaston is one of the newest members of our tech team. Guys, I have to say, and just apologize briefly, I was putting together the webpage for our show today when suddenly it went sideways.
Oh, but you did it on your Mac, right?
Yes, I did. I did.
Hey.
And I've got the tech experts down here. But after that, things went kind of crazy on the bottom of it. But that's okay. Yeah. We've got everybody here.
So basically what happened is the website, when you published it, crashed, and WordPress in the background crashed. And we'll fix it up a little later on if anyone goes there.
We'll get that fixed. But in any case, it's good having you all aboard. Gary, is also good having you aboard. I think we're getting your daughter. All right, we've got Lauren. Okay. We got her online. Okay. Lauren, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Foster.
Oh, how are you? I tell you, that laid-back lifestyle in L.A. is I tell
That's
you.
Right. It's traffic. I blame it on traffic.
All right.
Yeah, there's lots of traffic there in L.A., that's for sure.
Right, right.
Well, Lauren, it's so
How's
good.
It going?
Very well. It's good to have you aboard. We put a picture up there on the webpage of you. As a matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook page and for the Internet Advisor, we've got lots of images in there, a kind of a documentary of Lauren's appearances on WJR. Why don't you show, what was your first time with us here on our show?
You know, I think the first time, at least that I remember, I had made a website for my mom for Mother's Day. And I, with the help of with you guys, the Internet Advisor, and putting it together, just telling my mom how much I loved her, and back when it was a basic page, but
yeah.
I still remember I made it and I had a cast on my arm.
Oh my goodness!
I remember that too. Yes. She fell off the monkey bars.
Oh, was that it?
She was 5 years old and just trying to do that ladder thing across the monkey bars and fell.
So she was typing one-handed before it was fashionable.
So, Laura, there was a picture we have on that Facebook page of you and your dad. You're sitting on his lap, and I think it was taken the day that you came into the studios, because I believe you have headsets on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I just showed a friend of mine down here on the dock. I said, you know, I was telling him about 20 years ago and talking about my very favorite guest, and showed him a picture of Lauren at age 5 for first time in the studio, and those big headsets were almost as
big as she was.
Yeah, they were like little Princess Leia muffins on the ears.
Help and then me, Obi-Wan Gary.
Lauren, you graduated to become our team tech tipster.
That's
so
right.
All through your teen years, you came in once a month and prepared a 15-minute or a one-segment segment on what do teens care about when they go online? And that was really fun and well-received. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And I can't even tell you how valuable it was to have you guys as leaders in the internet world, and looking up to you and going into school and being able to still talk about that. It was quite an experience. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, if you could talk on radio, you could talk to anyone, right?
Right.
Did you, Laura, did people, you know, come up and talk to you because they had heard the show and knew that you were connected to Dad?
I did tell a lot of people to listen in.
Ah.
And I would show them podcasts or get to talk about it with different job interviews or different, like in class, I would be able to talk about it. So that was great.
Listening over the years, Lauren has gotten to be much more vivacious, and she speaks more enthusiastically as each year went by. And I noticed if you put 3,000 miles between her and her dad, she really opens up.
Well, yeah. And she works for the L.A. Athletic Club now, and has a nice job there as a member service representative. And so she gets to talk to all sorts of people. A few years ago, she was back in town, and we were going down to the Pretzel Bell downtown Ann Arbor, because one of my partners was the lead investor and got that started up again from years ago when that was a mainstay here on campus. And she looks up and she sees Jalen Rose, and she says, "Oh, that's Jalen Rose." And, you know, all the sports memorabilia from Michigan is up there on the walls of this restaurant. And I said, "Oh, you must, you know, you weren't even born when he was playing, so you must have really just seen that, you know, a historical shot or something of him." And she said, "No, I see him about every other day or so. He belongs to the club, and he lives right across the street, right, Lauren?"
That's right. Now, let me tell you guys one thing, too, in case my boss is listening. I'm bringing all of my Teen Tech Tipster and all the everything that I learned from you guys to my work now, because I work at this historic athletic social business club that's been around since 1912, the same one Jalen Rose is a member now. And we battle a lot of historic ways of working and operating. And I have I do membership sales.
Uh-huh.
And so for guest waivers, whenever any guest comes into the club, we still have paper waivers, consent forms, and carbon copies on the back. So my next goal right now is to get with online waivers and digital signing, and yes, that's something I'm going to implement into the club. So in case my boss is listening out there, I'm working on it.
That is so cool.
So, yeah.
There you go, Gary, bringing tech into tech innovation into the athletic club in Los Angeles.
Certainly love that.
Well, both of you have fled to warm climates. What's up with this?
Lauren did it first. Oh.
You fled the snow.
I can still go golfing and bike ride in the winter, and it's incredible.
Okay.
You know, instead of shared adventure, it's a split adventure on each side of the country.
That's right. Well, but she came, and her brother, Justin, were here Thanksgiving weekend, and we went out to the Bahamas, took the boat out to the Bahamas, and had a great time.
But with today's technology, you're really not that far apart. I mean, you can video chat or FaceTime with everyone. We have Gary on Skype or Google.
Google Hangouts right now.
Google Hangouts right now.
Yeah, but 20 years ago, there's no chance in the world to
AT&T had something, but it was black and white, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing how things have advanced. Laura, my dear, thank you so much for joining us from L.A., and I'm glad to hear that you're bringing technology to the L.A. Sports Club?
Athletic Club,
Athletic Club. Los Angeles Athletic Club.
There you go. Laura, thanks for being with us. Take care, hon.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Gary, we will be back to talk about pasties in just a minute with Mr. Charlie Hopper. Welcome. It's a 20th anniversary celebration here at the Internet Advisor. So glad that you dropped by to listen in. And we've got just a host of really wonderful people in studio with us. Our regular experts are here, and we'll be doing some work with them in the second hour. Ed and Cal and Karsten. I'm going to get those names straight one of these days. Tom Dyroff also with us. And Mr. Charlie Hopper. So good to have you with us.
Hi, Foster. Great to be here.
Isn't this something? No cone of silence,
no
right, Gary?
No cone of silence.
You know, Charlie, I remember coming up, and you had just, started in business just about the time we did here at the Internet Advisor.
Well, actually, we started our daily thing about the time you did, 1 month after you did. We'd actually been around since 95, and we're on with pictures from the UP, but it wasn't until 98, when you guys started, is when we realized, hey, if you put a picture on every day, people come and look at it. So, we began to sell more pasties that way. But you're right. We started that daily thing around the time you guys started your weekly thing.
It was called the Bridge Cam, right, if I recall?
Yes, that's really what kicked things off for us. Live pictures. Back in those days, there were not live webcams. Back in the dial-up days,
Exactly.
In fact, in 1995, when we started, it was less than 6 months from the beginning of the World Wide Web, which was September of 94. But, when you guys came along here, though, it was actually WJR that helped really put us on the map there, because Paul W. Smith came up to the Winter Carnival, and that was the winter of 97-98. And because of his interview, we gave him a pasty T-shirt on the air.
Uh-huh.
And so he had me sit down and talk. And in the audience that day was the food editor of the Free Press, and she sent up a photographer, and they got the story out. Just one thing led to another that really kicked things off, and we began selling pasties and just haven't looked back.
So, I love it. Well, thank you, Paul W., for that, helping that launch.
Yes.
Oh, that is really cool.
I just got to ask, Charlie, when you started pasty.net, of course, that was back in the days of good old-fashioned dial-up.
Dial-up.
How fast were those modems then?
Oh, they were screaming like 19.9, something like that. that was great.
Oh, that's right. We were all waiting for X2 to come out.
Yes.
That's right.
Right, yeah. And Charlie, I remember we kicked off the live video feed at that time. The only place where we could do that was in the beauty shop.
That's right.
Was it Stillwater? What was the name
of
the retirement?
Yes, Stillwater's Home for the Elderly, and that's where it all started. And that's where we were sitting under. That was the only place we had where it was quiet.
We talked about the cone of silence. those old-fashioned dryers.
Hair dryers over
there. You were sitting under them.
It was great. It was fun.
It was fun. That will always be burned in my memory, I'll tell you.
You know what came out of that? The most significant thing out of that were some of the folks who were listening to that program actually were involved in helping us to be invited to speak in Lansing for some things. That must have been in the fall of 99.
Wow.
And then in 2000, we were named the Technology Site of the Year by the state of Michigan.
Wow.
And I was one of the keynote speakers that year with Governor Engler and, you know, the technology site.
Now, where did you get your talk, your tech background?
Well, I started in, first of all, I was a radio amateur way back in my teens, and I used to listen to WJR, J.P. McCarthy every morning,
you know,
listening, and then I went into radio. I was in Detroit radio for several years, as you'll recall. We were together at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And then University of Michigan, electrical engineering, and... one thing led to another. We had a software company, and it took off in the 80s, and we sold it and retired in 1988. And that's when I started volunteering for this home for the elderly in the UP, where they made pasties.
That's it. They made the pasties there. Okay.
Back in those days, you had to apply with the National Science Foundation to get a domain name. And we applied for pasty.com. And just amazing to have a name that people can put in anywhere around the world, and they come, you know, to your website.
Now, I noticed there's Pasty.net as well.
Yes.
What is that?
That came later.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that was, like Hal said, later in 99 is when we actually incorporated with Pasty.net because we needed the resources because of the growth of Pasty.com. We had outgrown all of the hosting resources. We dial-up numbers were always busy, and so we opened our own, and then we went into wireless and WiMAX and LTE.
Yeah, you've been really playing with some on-the-edge technology up there, don't you?
Well, we had to because of the distances involved.
Yep. They were living on the edge.
Yes. In fact, there's a sign up there, you know, that says the end of the world. So, yes, we have one installation in particular up on Brockway Mountain. It's off the power grid, and we have to power that with solar and wind. So that serves about half of the Keweenaw Peninsula off of Brockway Mountain.
Wow.
You know, people don't realize this, Foster, and certainly Charlie realizes it, but to get down here to our studio, he had to drive 600 miles.
Yeah.
It's close. You know, if you actually stop for gas and maybe just a little longer, it's almost 12-hour drive.
Yeah,
and you're still in Michigan.
Yeah, I've done it in 13 to get up to the tippy tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
But we listen to the Internet Advisor up there every Saturday.
That's really kind of cool.
As you should.
It took me 15 hours, but we stopped at a lot of bars.
The pasties weighed you down as you were going north. But I really there's also some real cutting-edge technology up there that you're involved in.
We've worked with Northern Michigan University. They're doing all over the UP LTE.
Yes.
And we happen to be on some of the licensed frequencies that they needed for that. So we're working with them. And from one of their towers, we serve people around the more populated areas. But all the stuff we do way off the edges is still Wi-Fi, the leading edge stuff. AC technology right now, unlicensed, is really great. And we're able to serve places like Copper Harbor and Gay and Lac La Belle and all these places way off.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, so, Copper Harbor is right there at the very end.
You know, they still don't have cell phones in Copper Harbor. If you go there, no cell service at all.
Oh, wow.
How about Rabbit Bay? I have some friends that live in Rabbit Bay.
Well, if you got a little range extender, you can probably get some.
They're very tall trees.
There you go.
Gary, you have...
I remember, you know, it's a relative term when Charlie says the more popular areas.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time up there, the people were talking about the gay bar, and I really up here? And they said, no, it's in the town of Gay.
Well, Gary, you have, I think your wife, Carol, has relatives up there. Is it Bootjack?
Yes. Yeah, actually, the cabin up in Bootjack, and you know, interesting, we when the whole extended family goes up, I think we double the population of Bootjack.
Well, you know, my one question is, driving up there, it's just a spectacular drive.
Oh, yeah.
I really love driving up there. It's been 10 years since I've driven up there. Do they still have those skeletons of the from the mines?
Oh, yes.
Are they still on the, you know, could you see them?
Yeah.
And you could see them for miles as you're driving.
Mining relics.
Well, the mining relics,
In fact, one of the main access points that got us started way back in the day was the top of Quincy Mine. Shaft house. And it's way up on the elevation there above Hancock. And you can see all the way up to the tip of the peninsula from up in Quincy Mine.
You know, if you've never been to the UP of Michigan, it is a fascinating area. Like Houghton, Hancock, those twin cities on either side of that, what would you call it?
That's the lift bridge.
The canal there.
Yeah,
Strait, isn't it? The Strait of...
Well, it's actually a canal, Portage Canal.
Oh, Portage Canal, okay.
Yes, and because it was made to connect the boats all the way from the base there as an alternate route instead of around the...
So how peninsula. Much snow? I got to know. I haven't looked. How much snow have you had?
Well, this...
it's been kind of slow this last year.
I think if you go to our webpage at passy.net, it says snow thermometer. We update it every day. It's 186 inches, I think, right now. So,
yeah. Okay.
So, and which is just about equal to last year. I happened to notice this morning when I did the update.
Okay. So how much do you have on the ground, though?
Well, I don't know.
A lot of it melted, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember when I drove up there, and it was 8-foot banks on either side of the road.
Yes.
And you're driving, it's a tunnel, basically.
Yeah. And you see those houses with the doors that open on the second floor, just in case.
That's what I learned. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. There's no front stoop.
You know, we do talk about the thin population up there, but it is so beautiful.
Oh,
people,
yes.
If you have not gone up there, it's well worth the drive and just a gorgeous place. I'm so happy to claim it as part of Michigan.
And we
only had to trade Toledo for it.
That's right. And you can hear about that on, we have a day in history, and we talk about things like that, how Michigan gave up the Toledo Strip for the UP. And I think they got the better end of the deal here.
Well, what you've also done, though, up there with your putting the Wi-Fi in there is if you've a lot of businesses can't exist up there.
Right.
Because of that. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
And we serve all the things that the state of Michigan needs off the grid there, like Fort Wilkins and the marina and McLean State Park and all these places that are off the grid, we're able to reach with the broadband services. And so, we keep selling the pasties, too. You know, I talked about our webpage there. We're up very close to 1 million pasties sold. Very soon it's going to turn over that. It's probably before Mother's Day.
Wow.
We'll have some lucky millionth pasty.
You have a very special story to tell about another guest who's in studio here, and I want to do that briefly because it's a very happy event that's coming up for you. That's Mr. Charlie Hopper, the founder of Pasty.net and Pasty.com and the UP, and a man who really is on the cutting edge of a lot of the delivery systems to very difficult areas. And I think that's one of the things that I've always been intrigued with what you're doing up there. And you're in touch with Michigan Technological University.
Yes, Michigan Tech. We actually started our Wi-Fi with Michigan Tech and expanding it with Northern Michigan.
It's so cool that you're up there with that incredible resource of technology, and then you are practically putting that into work. Okay, Charlie, we're going to take a quick break here, and Mike Brennan is coming up in just a moment with MI Tech News. We'll find out what he's got. Welcome to the Internet Advisor 20th Anniversary Party. It's time to recognize a lot of the people who have been here making this program possible. And one of the people that we have partnered with over the last few years is an old friend of ours that we've known for many, many years, but now are kind of solidifying our relationship into a partnership. And that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to the show.
Not sure if I go for that word, old friend, but let's just say longtime friend.
There we go. Longtime friend. That's the best way of handling it. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with us and also for allowing us to partner with you with MI Tech News and some big things like the conference we have coming up, the IoT, all things IoT coming up in April, I believe, right?
IoT Tech Connect, April 4th, Troy Marriott. Yep, coming up. got all sorts of exciting stuff to announce on that. Did you want to do can I do my shameless plug now?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Well, we have Tanya Matthews, the CEO at the Michigan Science Center, who's going to be our mistress of ceremonies.
Oh, good.
And we're going to be announcing on Monday a big IoT pitch contest for startups in that area to get a chance to perhaps get in the Kaiba incubator and get a big investment. So I think that's going to be a big draw.
Good, good. Wow. That is fantastic. Now, you're partnering with
Rick Level, Becker.
Yeah, with Rick Becker from Level. I'm sorry, Red Level?
No, that's that wrong company, but
sorry.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm sorry.
Cloud. Yeah. No, it's Cloud Tech One.
There you go, Cloud Tech One.
Yeah. So, partnered with him, and then we have a whole team. We're getting everything all together, and essentially, I can't think of any group in Southeast Michigan, any technology networking group that isn't part of this. It's like this big love fest for tech, you know?
That's great. That's great solidifying that.
I'm hoping that the governor will be the evening keynote. We're still working on him and his staff, so we'll see what happens.
Great. Yeah. Gary, I'm sorry, were you going to say something? We're not hearing Gary, so let me check and see. Daniel, nothing's changed, huh? Well, hang on. We'll see if we can get him back up again, okay?
You know, I thought I heard a blender in the background.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, hearing about all that snow in the UP, and it scared him away.
Oh, that's what it was. Mike, you've been doing, you've been covering tech for a long while. I mean, you started out with the Free Press, and before that, I think, you know, you were, I mean, really in touch with tech as it was developing.
Mike and I met long before we started doing the show. He was very involved with technology as a reporter, and it's great to have him as a partner here these last number of years now.
Yeah,
we'll call it only a few, but it's been more than that.
Yes, a few. Yes. Too kind. I started out in Silicon Valley in the 1980s, working in San Jose and covering technology out there when it was still all developing, and so I've been covering it for 38 years now.
Wow.
Which is even older than Gary. Now, Gary's only like about 42, I think. So,
thank you. I owe you that one. I'll certainly compliment you back. Thank you.
Thank certainly you. Have dove or dived. I forget what the correct term is there, but you've plunged into technology with all parts of your body. You are not only doing the news with the MI Tech News and collecting that and reporting it on two times a week, but you're also putting video out there, and then now you're getting involved with this conference. So what's the next step for you?
Well, we're not going back to paper, I'll tell you that. but other than that, I think we got all the bases covered. We got this show. We got the show on Mondays with Matt Rausch on That's Podcast right. Detroit. We got newsletters. We got the website. We got social media. Let me think. And then, of course, now what we hope will be an annual event is IoT Tech Connect, because, I mean, that technology is evolving so quickly, we want to make sure. And, of course, our focus at that event is on Michigan technology, Michigan experts. And so I'm working really hard to get a great cast of characters present there. Of course, you guys are all invited to participate in various ways.
Thank you.
Hope you do. We might even get Gary to come up from down in Fort Lauderdale, right, Gary?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Is it going to be warm there?
No guarantees.
It's April 4th. Who knows? Short a time after April Fool's Day.
Well, and the real value with Mike is that he sorts through all the news and just provides us the news for us to read in a way that we can consume it. So that's wonderful. That way we don't have to sort through it ourselves. So thank you to Mike for that.
Mike, as a news person, what is it like? You know, you're not going for a deadline and a written, article, but you've got a lot of stuff that's pulling on you. I mean, what's that like to be a news person today? As the internet is kind of going wild.
Well, it's kind of like having a fire hose hitting you all the time. Because everybody, all my competitors went under during the Depression, so there's not too many players out there like me, and I guess I've finally been discovered, and so a lot of people want me to cover them one way or another,
mm-hmm.
and have the team cover them, And so it's like I'm just inundated with stuff, and sorting through it is the most difficult part. But you know, I kind of have a sense for what is news and what is not, and so that really helps a lot.
So you're doing that monitoring, or what do they call that?
In the old days, I think they called it an editor.
Yeah, that's it.
The interesting part with Mike is he's not only the reporter, the editor, the publisher. he covers all the bases, and I don't think there's anybody out there like you, Mike, that can do that and really knows the technology like you do. So,
wow, thank you, Gary.
We're happy to be partnering with you.
You're much too kind once again. So, well, Gary Hansen also told you that I'll be joining him in Florida next week for the show. I'm going down next week to Florida, and so we're going to do the show together from the boat.
That's right.
Oh, yep. Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, and we'll hide the libations off the air. So
I can see I'm on a video chat with Gary, and I can see the bottles and I can see the bottles behind you, Gary. There, I don't know if any of them are empty.
Well, so if you could get close enough and read that one of them is a port wine, but it's on the starboard side, so I don't know what that is.
Boom. All right, Mike, thanks so much for being with us. We look for you every week. MI Tech News is the source for you. Simply go to mitechnews.com, and you can get that off of our page, internetadvisor.net, or you can go to mitechnews.com directly and put your email address in there, and you are going to be receiving a lot of really interesting news about technology and about entrepreneurship in Michigan. Mike, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thanks, guys. Happy 20th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
That's a man who has been very instrumental in making this 20th be a very special time. Well, we've got some other people we're going to be introducing you to, the people we've met along the way in our second hour. As a matter of fact, Ed's going to do a little answering of some questions we have there. And we got Kasten's with us as well. And Tom Dyroff, we may call on you also to chime in with some information for people, maybe some answers for one of our old friends, Ben Carpenter. That's all coming up in the second hour. We'll also be talking with a man who was, one of the founders of the Mac Group here in Detroit.
And, yes, he was the founder.
He was the founder. Yes. And we maybe have another mystery guest coming up as well. All that's coming up in the second hour of the Internet Advisor, and we are delighted that you are with us. So please stay tuned, because there's an hour or two that's coming here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, WJR. We'll be back with you after the news. Hang in there. And matter of fact, we got a phone number we'll give you when we come back.
You're listening to a podcast of the Internet Advisor Show. To see the show notes for this program, visit our homepage, theinternetadvisor.net. You'll discover past podcasts, our free toolkit with software to clean up your computer and keep it running strong, and many other resources. You'll also find links to mitechnews.com, our co-sponsored weekly tech and entrepreneur newsletter, edited by Mike Brennan. If you have a question for our hosts, just click the contact button on the homepage and send us an email with the details. And don't forget to look for us on Facebook and Twitter and at Detroit's newest podcast network, PodcastDetroit.com. Now, let's get back to the second hour of the Internet Advisor.
Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Hi, this is Foster Brown. I am the co-host of the program, along with Mr. Gary Baker, who was the original Internet Advisor. We'll talk a little bit more about that during the hour. We're also going to be hearing from Terry White, the founder of the Mac Group here in Detroit, and a lot of the people who are in studio here, including a young couple who are in the bloom of marriage. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, this second hour of the Internet Advisor has been traditionally what we started with Gary and I, way back when I had him on as a guest on my Great Weekend show. And I had a question for him about my modem and all sorts of problems that were happening with it. And sure enough, he was my ISP, owner of my ISP, and we found out it was squirrels that were chewing on my telephone line and breaking up my connection to the internet. So practical things.
That,
that had to be one of the more unique problems that we solved back in those early days.
Oh.
Most people called and said, you know, what is this squawking and squeaking noise coming from my modem, right?
Yeah.
And you called up and were talking to our tech support folks, and they couldn't figure it out. And so they said, look, we've got all these other calls backing up. Can you talk to this guy? So you and I talked, and we sorted through and we figured out, you know, and I said, you know, take a look out on your on the wire, the telephone wire that's coming into your home. I said, see if there's any squirrels on there. And you looked out and went, yeah, and they're eating the insulation. Yeah, bingo, that's the problem.
Yeah, I think it was Tom Dyroff. Grab the mic there. Was that something that was due to like a coating on the cables, or like with I heard there's like a peanut oil or something like that?
I'm not going to talk about squirrels and their eating habits, to be honest.
Oh, come on. I heard that there was a problem.
Yeah, those critters will eat just about anything in your attic and outside, inside. The cable guys are busy all the time replacing cables of that sort of behavior.
Isn't that interesting? So what we need is to have the Wi-Fi, the wireless, coming in there. Charlie Hopper would help us with that. Tom, did you... You now have a completely different. You're back in technology again now.
Never really left it, actually.
Okay, because tech partners, with
technology partners in Ann Arbor.
That's right.
Yes. Did some IT work over the last couple of years, system administration, supporting a small company out in Dexter, Ann Arbor, for their IT needs, which was really cool because it got into a lot of wireless efforts. And now working with the good people at Ford over in Schaefer Court, Greenfield area, on a big software package called Alteryx.
Ah, okay.
As opposed to Ultron, it's Alteryx,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yes.
So Ultron's the bad guy. Alteryx is the good guy.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. What does the software do?
Oh boy, it's technically called data wrangling. And when you're at Ford, you're dealing with millions and millions and millions of rows of data in a database, and a lot of the software that you'd like to use to visualize that data can't handle all that. So you kind of want to edit it out, kind of wire it. Get down to just what you want.
Wow.
But it takes a lot of effort to do that. And there's this package called Alteryx, which takes all that data from Excel spreadsheets, from SQL databases, from Oracle databases, from all sorts of different things, and it allows people to apply formulas and filters and all, just to get down to the core data that they want to see what happens in Royal Oak at this particular Ford dealer, what their sales are going to be like, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
It's really cool package. It does a lot of... And the nice thing is you can... Even me can sit there and I can build these models on this canvas. I just drag and drop all this great stuff, which you couldn't do 20 years ago,
which
you can do now. And it's just a marvelously powerful tool.
Well, and that's just it. It's, you know, visualizing the data is one of the most important things. You know, just put it in a nutshell, put it in a chart so that I could see the big picture.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's so much of the time the data comes to you in the wrong format, and you're sitting there looking at this Excel spreadsheet saying, gosh, if I only had this other column,
right,
or if I just get rid of all this extra stuff I don't need, this package allows you
to
do
it. Well, and my father was an engineer for Ford, and he used to say that the penny pinchers and the bean counters used to kill him on the engineering line because they would say, you know, they saved 2 cents on a seatbelt. And if just to save the length, if they only made it 2 inches longer, my dad was a big guy, then I wouldn't have such a hard time putting on a seatbelt, you know. And so figures like that can be very helpful. You know, engineers also can have input into that type of data.
Yeah.
Tom will know that sometimes being able to know what kind of data you don't want to capture or you don't want to use is as important as the stuff that you do, because as you filter that out, now you can start to really see the trends and the patterns and really make it useful. So Tom's been at this for a long time, and it's good that you're helping one of our mainstay companies here now, Tom.
Yeah, I think I started around the time we had stone tablets.
But this data won't tell me where my buddy's 73 Pinto is parked right now.
Actually, now that you mention it, Cal, I was just talking about that the other day.
I know where my Pinto is. The bottom dropped out of it when we were driving it. Oh, my God. It's fascinating that you've gone from, being with us and our handling relatively simple kind of questions to this data mining, which is absolutely fascinating. You certainly have kept up with the...
It all revolves around the same sort of things of troubleshooting, understanding, yes. and just using the same sort of engineering logic that we got back at school and applying it to different different problems. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, that's true. There's a great deal of satisfaction you get from solving problems. And that's how I think each of us got into the IT industry.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I remember buying computers from Tom back in the 80s. Tom had a little retail outlet that, and he was the only guy that I could find that really knew what was going on. And so then I was buying all my computers through him. And
Gary bought the last computer we sold before we closed the store. I don't know if there's any correlation between that.
Oh, so you did have a store. I was thinking it was like, you had a truck and Gary just kind of pulled up to it.
In the trunk. It was a Pinto hatchback.
Hey, we're going to take a break. And coming up next, we have Jennifer from Lapeer with a question for us. So we're going to put all this brain power together and see if we can help her with the problem that she's facing. If you'd like to call us at 800-859-0957. Jennifer, we'll be with you in a moment. And that is what we're all about in the second hour of our program. By the way, there are times when we are preempted here on WJR, but we motor on. Every week we do a podcast, a two-hour podcast of our show, and we'll take your questions by email. Through our website, you can go to internetadvisor.net and the Contact Us button on top. Or with the website, you can go to the, there's going to be a form on there that you can use as well to download the podcast and listen to it. By the way, WordPress kind of blew up as I was doing the webpage for today, and it's a little confused. We'll have to straighten it out later on. Anyway, our phone number here is 800-859-0957, and we have somebody on the line here, Jennifer, who has been waiting patiently out there in Lapeer. Jennifer, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Hello?
There you are. Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
How can we help you?
My uncle he doesn't have wireless internet.
Okay.
It comes through the wall and just hooks to the back of his computer.
Okay.
He got an Echo for his birthday. Now, he doesn't know how he can connect them to. There's no, Wi-Fi number on it or passcode on it.
Okay.
On the back. So,
were there any instructions that came with it?
No. You just have to get it. You have to hook it up. It just plugs in. It doesn't hook to the computer.
Yeah.
But if the computer's near, it picks it up.
Yeah.
You know those Alexas?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's Alexa. Yeah. Okay, I think Cal has some thoughts for you.
I think if I remember right, it's Jennifer Wright.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I think you said that your internet comes in the house and you plug it directly into the back of your computer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that means
it's your uncle.
Okay.
Yep. Yes. That's all right.
Do you have Wi-Fi in the house?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. So without Wi-Fi, then Alexa's not going to work because Alexa has to have Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah, well, we got that. I mean, that was the basis of her call. So now what can she do? Who's the internet provider for your uncle?
Oh, go ahead.
Is it a DSL or is it a cable company?
You know, it's rural. Really out there in the thumb. So I forget, it's like Great Lakes or something.
It's probably Bright House.
No, that doesn't sound like it.
There is a Great Lakes communications up there, too.
So it doesn't matter who it is. You want to get in contact with them and find out if they offer a Wi-Fi modem with their cable service. If they do, then you'll have to have them come out and install that. Once you install that Wi-Fi router in your house, then you'll be able to configured the Alexa to talk to the router, which will talk to the internet.
And it's possible that your uncle already has Wi-Fi turned on, but he's always hardwired because that's what he's always done. And the modem that they've provided possibly already has Wi-Fi in it, and that he's just never used it because he's always hardwired. So it is a good thing for them to call his internet provider just to see what type of equipment they've already provided him.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much does it cost, of course, for them to provide him wireless access, and then maybe you know, he'll get someone good on the phone that says, you know, if you go to Best Buy, you could buy a wireless Wi-Fi, you know, router a radio or a wireless router for your home, and that may only cost you $50 to $75, and, you know.
Tom, any thoughts on your...
Okay.
Hang on just a second, Jennifer.
But
see if Tom has some thoughts, too.
No, I'm right there with that. I think that's spot on.
Yeah, I think he has more than he's 70-something, and so this tech is a lot for him, and he's really trying to hook it up, but...
God bless him.
He might already have Wi-Fi.
You know,
like Ed said, he may, but he's not using it right now because he's hardwired. When he does go to Best Buy, he might be tempted to get and you don't need to know the numbers, but it's an 802.11n, for instance. Just remember the letter at the end. He probably shouldn't get an N. Should he, Ed or Tom? He should probably go to the AC.
I would absolutely choose AC. That's where the future is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Jennifer, if you could pass that along to him when he gets a wireless router, because he may say, "Oh, well, this one's cheaper," not realizing that there's a pretty good difference between the cheaper N version, and Best Buy may have one or two left. Or everybody today is going to what they call AC. So just look for the letters at the end, AC.
Right. But the first call, of course, is to the internet provider to see what type of equipment they're already providing them.
Right.
It's possible that they've already provided them wireless equipment. And if not, then the next one is a big box store or an Amazon or an eBay account and look for a wireless router.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for your call. And God bless you for reaching out
thank
and helping
you.
Him. Yes, you take care. All right. Thank you, Jennifer, for giving us a call here. And again, 800-859-0957. It's good to have you around, Tom, to help with the answers on this and Kasten as well. Thank you so much. Let's, by the way, Tom, somebody was calling offline asking about the name of the software that you're working with at Ford that culls that data.
It's called Alteryx, Alteryx. And... I'd love to have it in every company around here because it works so well, but it's at $5,000 a seat. So, it's unfortunate.
It's serious stuff for big companies.
However, a tip that I got the other day, and I haven't really tracked it down as much as I'd like to, there might be an open source version of a competitor to Alteryx called Pentaho, Pentaho. And that's recently been taken in and also become a pay-for product. But if you search on the for a community edition for that, you may get still the open source free version. And I've heard it's very, very good.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
You know, Tom, you and I, all of us will remember those days when 20 years ago, when open source was first initiated, we all thought, oh, this is just a toy. This will never go anywhere. No one in a big enterprise will ever use open source. And we're finding more and more that companies are using open source as their primary software today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think February 9th, 20 years ago, is when open source was first came.
Really?
Official.
Yeah, 20 years ago this week.
And you know, open source is been embraced by all the big companies, including people like Microsoft, who officially declared it as vile and, you know, all sorts of nasty stuff that would never hold on. But it's what it is today.
Absolutely fascinating.
Amazing.
All right, let's
time
talk.
For change.
Bill from Grand Blanc, thanks for giving us a call here. How may we help you on the Internet Advisor?
Well, my cable bill has reached $199 a month.
Yeah.
It was $130, then it was $140, then $150, and now it's $199.29.
Yep.
And I don't have all the features or anything, but I've got a ton of channels that I don't want.
Right.
That I could get rid of real easily. But this is the lease package, and I got internet, phone, and TV. And I'm wondering if there's some way I can reduce this somehow.
All right,
I've looked into this quite a bit.
Yeah, Bill, you've asked a great question. We're going to a break. When we come back, we're all loaded for bear on this one. We'll come back with some answers for you. Our number again is 800-859-0957. And Bill, hang in there. We'll be right back with you. It's interesting to me that we began the Internet Advisor with Gary and I 20 years ago. answering my questions. Gary was the man who was in charge of my internet service. He was my ISP, and he helped me solve some problems that I had. We decided to turn it around and see if there are listeners out there who needed help, and my goodness, they certainly did. And by the way, I want to say that really the Internet Advisor, the show, exists because of what Gary did. He has bailed it out and kept it going in so many ways over the years and our first tentative steps. And then as we've gone on, some of the challenges that we've faced, my illness and some other things that have come up, he's helped keep the ship on course. And now he's got his own ship down in Florida, the Shared Adventure, where he has, I don't say retired, because I don't think you feel retired down there, do you?
No, I'm certainly working harder than I ever have. But it's been fun. Absolutely, absolutely rewarding and fun.
Great. All right, let's go back to Bill. Bill, you're with us here on the Internet Advisor, calling from Grand Blanc. Yep. You want an alternative to cable. I wish we had, we said this often, a video camera in here to take all the discussion that went on, because there was a whole lot of talking about alternatives to cable. Who would like to start? Cassie, you want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of great ways to get alternatives and pick and choose as you wish. ESPN is starting to sell their own package, as is HBO, going directly to customers. But as opposed to the cable box, if you had internet only, and there are a number of internet providers up in Grand Blanc, what you can do is get an Apple TV or a Roku and subscribe to Hulu, which has just about every channel you need.
Yep.
Netflix is another one.
Well, I was going to ask, who's your internet service provider and cable provider now?
Comcast.
Oh, it is. But doesn't Charter also service that area in Grand Blanc?
Yeah, Charter's in Davison and Fenton and some other areas.
But will they service your house?
Comcast has a monopoly on me. I can't get Verizon. I can't get AT&T.
I'm the same thing. I live in Ortonville, and Charter and Comcast have their borders, and they will not cross them. And we only have one option. And now, do you have anyone that provides you DSL or anyone else that you could potentially get?
No, I've tried that, too. And even some of these newer things you've heard about, maybe Viasat or HughesNet.
Yeah, satellite systems.
Those are available, but I after checking them out, they seem to be about the same price.
Yeah.
And you don't get as much. The Comcast internet connection is pretty big. I mean, it's like unlimited as far as the amount you can download.
Yeah.
But these other ones sell it by the gigabyte sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, the suggestion is, I guess, strip the package down, guys, right?
Yeah, just go down to cable.
Just on the cable.
Just the cable without the internet without the cable.
Which is $70, about $70, $75 a month just for that. And then pay
I'm
for...
I'm going to look into that.
And then get what?
Once I drop that cable, too, I did this years ago. They try to get you back for a low rate.
Yeah, they do.
And you can get back in with a low rate, but maybe I won't need that. I was wondering about Roku and some
exactly.
of these others, too.
There's so much you can get through things like Roku. Hulu.
Yeah, Netflix.
Netflix.
But it depends on what you
Roku
watch.
is a device like the Apple TV or Google TV.
Yes.
So you've got the Chromecast, and so there are a number of options, but you do need that TV reception. Or some smart TVs actually have that capability
Right, yeah. So you use the Roku or a device like it, and then that device will then have Netflix, Hulu, and any other, hopefully other subscribed thing. And you $9.95, $4.95, and then you start adding up for these other paid services, ESPN, $19.95, and stuff like that. So, and then pretty soon you're back up to $100.
Gary?
You know, the one thing that we haven't really explored, and this works if you have just a couple people in your home, but a lot of people are just getting rid of their home phone system and going to, because everybody carries a cell phone today, and you just take and go to a cell phone. I don't know if that's an option for you.
Well, It certainly is. I don't use it hardly, but it was thrown in at no charge a while back.
Right, and that's because everybody's getting rid of them.
I don't need it.
Okay.
And it may have been thrown in for free for the first 12 months, and that may be where you're seeing some of your cost creep, is that they're sliding some of those formerly free services back in, and those are coming up as new line items on your bill, so you might want to check that as well if you haven't already.
Bill, I'm going to...
I know a lot of people that have gotten rid of their phone. So if you have both television and your internet service through Comcast, they throw the phone system in free. But when you start to take the television away, then it's not so free to keep just the two of the three services.
Yeah,
so that's when you might also want to get rid of your home phone as well. And just have an internet connection.
Yep.
And now you're starting to really see some savings.
All right, Bill, we're going to move on. So we got some other folks. Matter of fact, I think I have somebody in Troy who is interested in a solution to the kind of problem you're talking about.
You know, Foster, before we go to that caller, I would like you to look over at Cal and Kasten and Ed.
Yes.
We have something for you.
Something for me.
You mentioned something the other day that you said you'd really love to have.
And oh, my goodness.
It was important to us because it will help in your medical care.
Oh, my goodness.
So you should love this.
What did you crazy guys do? This is incredible.
We got you a bag.
You got me a bag.
Well, that part belongs to me.
Oh, there's an RCP volunteer.
And the bag is white, and it has a picture of like an Apple.
Oh, my goodness, a watch.
Yeah.
An Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch. You guys are crazy. Thank you.
We're admiring. That's what we are.
This was something that Kasten initiated, and Cal got on a discount. And we all chipped in. So
thank you so much.
Happy 20th for sticking up and sticking it out and bouncing back from any illness to come back on the air with us.
It's a privilege.
We really appreciate all that you do for the Internet Advisor Show and all the not only what you do on the air, which is get us in and out of segments and help us keep everything moving, but all the stuff you do behind the scenes as well. And we really appreciate that. And Kasten said, this is something that may help with your care. And we want to make sure that you stay healthy for the next 20 years.
All right. Oh, my.
And just to be clear, it is not a retirement watch.
Very good point.
Oh, my. Guys, thank you so much. It's unbelievable. This, goodness. This is something. All right, when I get
Foster,
it.
Foster, I got to remember, I'd be remiss. Mike Brennan is also part of this as well.
Oh,
that's right. Mike was involved. Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, what a gift.
And if it's like any other Apple product, it's only 75% charged right now, until you plug it into the wall.
Oh, my. Thank you, guys. This is incredible. And Gary, thank you so much. For all that you've done for the program all these years. You've kept it going so often, and especially with your contacts in the feed around here. We've got about a minute left to go. And what I want to do, we're going to go to Linda in Troy, who has a question about streaming, and Duvalier in, I believe that's the name, in Birmingham has two computers that are broken within a week. Oh, we got to get some help from him. All right, we'll be back, or her, as the case may be. Charlie Hopper, thank you so much for being here. Maybe when we come back, if we can squeeze the time in, I want to find from you some of the alternatives that are out there to cable, because especially in rural areas or people on the fringe of the cable signals, that's where you're working. That's Charlie Hopper in the Upper Peninsula, and a very special person with him we're going to introduce to you as well. Thank you again so much to the crew here for giving me this wonderful 20th anniversary. This is a watch, the Apple Watch. Oh, my goodness. It's the most recent version of it. That's fantastic.
When I worked for EDS, I got a clock.
It's kind of hard to carry around with you. But the neat thing about this is the health benefits, for me in particular, I'm noticing that my doctor and the whole cancer treatment program, et cetera, is hooked in with Ascension to a lot of medical telemetry. And I know, Gary, you work with, what was the hospital you work with here? Beaumont. Oop, hang on a second. We need to get you back on.
Yep, Gary was with Beaumont.
Yeah, with Beaumont Health. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I hear you now. Right.
Okay. So, yeah, with Beaumont, I worked there for almost a year.
Right, right.
And helped them in a number of different ways consolidate some of the systems and mm-hmm. as they consolidated with Oakwood Hospital in Botsford.
Okay. There's a lot of benefits that are there nowadays where the watch actually will send information about blood pressure and different kind of things. And there's an app on the watch as well, on my phone, where I think it's called Health, isn't it, Cal?
It's called Health. It's a grouping of, it collects a grouping of different data and stuff like that, your steps and the things that you do, and also to inspire you to do more and complete your circles and that sort of thing. It's a lot of things like that on the phone, too. And in the App Store, just tons of applications you can download that will help with your health and that sort of
wonderful. So thank you so much, guys. Hey, just to quickly, Charlie Hopper, you are here for a very special reason, not just the show here, the 20th anniversary, but you brought somebody along with you, and I wish you would introduce her to us, please.
Yes, Foster. As you know, up in the UP, started years ago with Pasty Central. It was a family affair, and my son was the first photographer, and my wife, Edie, did the day in history with me. She passed away a couple of years ago, and... by the grace of God, I've gotten hooked up again with a girlfriend from high school many years ago.
What a great story.
And Debbie Lee is with me here. And for those who went to Lake Orion High School, the old alumnus, shout out to all of you. We're getting married 2 weeks from today.
So, congratulations.
A new beginning for
us. In high school, she looks 20 years younger than you.
Well, we're both the class of, dare I say, class of 70, right?
Well, congratulations. Well, I wanted to make sure that we said that.
Yeah, she certainly doesn't look that way. As I'm on Google Hangouts with Foster, I
over my shoulder.
In the background. But,
That's great. Thank you so much. And congratulations to you.
Thanks.
What a wonderful story.
Thanks.
What a wonderful story.
You know something, Foster, with all the thank yous that we're giving today, we've got one thank you we should do.
What's that?
And that is to that lovely Danielle that's our engineer for today.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Wonderful
shout
job.
Out to Danielle. Thank you so much. She's our engineer. She's doing a great job back there. Thank you so much for helping us there. You had something you wanted to announce as well, didn't you?
It's done, baby.
Oh, is it done? Oh,
that was it.
Okay, snuck it up on me. All right, then let's go to Linda here. Linda, welcome from Troy. You had a question about streaming music for cheap?
Well, no, kind of. I have a granddaughter turning 8, and parents want parental control, but, you know, they want something that she can use for streaming music, age-appropriate, parental control, maybe, you know, apps, something, you know, for an 8-year-old.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was looking at the Amazon Fire, the Kids Edition.
Yes.
It's got 32 gig, a quad core. It's like $120. I really can't afford over $150.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think that's good enough to keep for a couple years of technology there?
Guys, Cassie?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll mention that... the Safer Internet Day is February 6th, so this next Tuesday. And there are some great different technologies that are being promoted. Cujo is one. And Griffin Wi-Fi router protects kids. So you might want to check Griffin out as well. Those are just two examples of new technology specifically trying to keep kids safe online. They have a white list of, you know, safe sites that they can go to and won't let them go to some of the bad sites. It's also actually pretty good from a security standpoint as well, because again, the safer sites tend not to have the, or as likely to have some of the bad code that might inject
a virus or a Trojan onto the system. So,
Tom,
those are two examples.
And once you define what you want to buy, then I suggest strongly to go to a website called slickdeals.net and start searching for sales, because if you end up with a fire, they had some really good sales around the first of the year on that. And slickdeals.net is just a great place to shop for anything. So
SLICKDeals.net?
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And this is the kind of guy who can pinch a nickel until the buffalo moves. You know, he knows how to get the best price.
Right. And the other thing is I wanted to mention is I didn't know that the Amazon Fire tablets had stereo capabilities so that you could stream music. So I know they had little speakers in them. I'd like you just to confirm that it does support stereo capability. You know, that it does have stereo speakers and supports Bluetooth and wireless headsets and a wired headset. You know, some of the obvious stuff.
You could also go with an iPad Mini, and the operating system has built-in parental controls in it as well.
Now, how much is a Mini? Because she said she had like 150.
Yeah, Mini is a little too much for Grandma.
Okay, Grandma, I understand. You know, we have to respect that wallet. But it's just a choice out there. Now, you can also look on Apple's website and go look at the refurbished area, and you can get the Minis for less money.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And they give you the same warranty that it would be for a brand new one.
Wonderful. Okay, Linda?
Okay, so if I did do that, what is the minimum gig that I should get?
32 gig for if it's for music streaming, my God, 32 gig, you can put a ton of music in 32 gig.
Right.
Well, and if you're streaming something like Pandora or something like that, you don't even need storage on
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Linda. That's a great call to take there. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to, I believe it's Duvalier in Birmingham. Have I got the name right?
You were spot on using a term one of your partners said earlier when you gave a very good recommendation. Yes, you're spot on. My name is Duvalier. I'm actually visiting from Washington, D.C., and have an opportunity to listen to you fine gentlemen with my mother who listens regularly. She's been listening to you now going on 4 years.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
I just wanted to take a slight digression, if I could, because I was talking to your wonderful producer behind the scenes, Danielle, explaining to her that my mother, who's a retired nurse, she was an intensive care, a pediatric, and a organ transplant nurse for the better part of 4 decades.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, when the medical profession changed to computers, being an elder, she had an aversion to computers and literally put her job on the line because she simply was scared to death of the possibility of learning how to operate, how to navigate, and really how to transition from doing things on paper to doing them, you know, on a computer format.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, one of her friends recommended your program, who had been listening for about a decade. My mother began to listen to your program through your encouragement, through just a very clear, transparent manner in which you guys communicate very technical and what could be very complicated information.
Thank you.
It believe me, the rapport that you gentlemen have, the synergy, the camaraderie, just the symbiotic relationship that just pours through the speakers from your program to the listeners. You often, and I'm being in federal law enforcement, I don't often know how much I affect people's lives until I meet the victim of one of the murderers that I love catching, and I meet their families, and they tell compelling stories on how knowing that person who committed such a horrendous crime will spend the rest of their lives in jail, and they thank me and my team for catching these people. You often, and I mean all three of you, including the wonderful gentleman Gary in Florida, thank God and bless his future health. You gentlemen may not know how truly transforming you are to people's lives. People like my mother would have lost her job, and I say this passionately, because she was being forced into retirement due to a fear that none of her friends, some of which she had known for decades, all of which encouraged her to take a computer class, to orientate herself, have an orientation with her, to compassionately encourage her to go. They said, "We'll go with you." It was listening to your program and you gentlemen laughing people through solutions, encouraging, motivating, and saying, you know what? Offline, contact us via email offline, giving that extra 100, that extra mile, My mother not only took a computer class, she's now a savant. I mean, from creating
wonderful.
And I say this literally, she was going to be forced into retirement at 60 years old because she had been a nurse since 20. She would have suffered a severe, severe cut to her Social Security if she didn't retire at 65.
We'll have to get her in and help on the tech show.
I hear the music in the background. Just as listen, we did not pay him to say that.
But maybe we should.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your words. Now, what we're going to do, because we do want to help you with a specific problem you have, is to put you on hold. And then after we complete the program, and right now, in just a few moments, we'll get back to help you.
You've been listening to the Internet Advisor Show, Detroit's longest-running, locally produced computer show, with Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and our team of experts. For more information about our weekly show, to ask a question of our experts, or find the show notes for this podcast, visit InternetAdvisor.net and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to check the other great podcasts available on this PodcastDetroit.com network. Thank you for listening.